Dreaming, in my opinion, is the best skill set to have. It's an amazing asset to have. And I don't mean just dreaming, like la-la dreaming, like going to sleep and daydreaming or something. But I mean intentional visualization. In these past few weeks, my life had been super rough. And especially when it comes down to like career transitioning and what you want to do with your content, what you want to do with your business. Like a lot of that has been really weighing a lot on me. On top of some personal family issues too. And so what I noticed is that when I have intentional visualization and I really have the intent to dream big and just, you know, thank God and just have tons of faith in my movement, and I'm far from perfect. So like, but what I notice when I'm doing stuff like this, I'm like, man, this is actually a major asset to have. This is something that if you can really feel it, clean up your environment, like cleaning up your car, your house, and like cutting off negative people and just your peace. Yesterday, I had made like an actual shorter clip for this podcast, and it was talking about just my peace, and being at peace was incredible. It's the weekend. It was Saturday, Sunday. Today's Sunday, but yesterday was Saturday when I said that. And I noticed these 2 days have been very peaceful since I had been taking initiative and accountability, of course, of like mistakes, or accountability of what I'm deciding to keep in my life and what I'm prolonging into cutting off. And then on top of all that, just recognizing like how short life is, I believe that that's something that has been helping me so far. A lot of the times I like to come to the podcast to be authentic with you all, not just to create content, because I already create enough content all throughout my YouTube channel. So when I do this podcast, this is more like self-development or authentically how I'm feeling for the day, so I can show you all or like our practicality, right? Like what I'm actually practicing and preaching to you all. And a lot of this does work, especially when I was speaking and I was traveling and speaking everywhere. I was in the best current state, I guess, mentally at that point. I'm not saying I'm in a completely bad state now, but I mean, of course, post-pandemic, a lot of eventual things have been different. And when I was speaking across, you know, the country, I made sure I was practicing what I was preaching. So what I was doing, self-development. So it's the same thing what I'm doing here on this podcast now, especially since we are trying to jump back on some form of business to see how we can essentially ask God to use us to just give back to people. There's people that discover us from just this podcast alone. So I just really appreciate that, no matter who it is. It could be one or 100 people, 1 million people. It don't matter. We bring the same energy every time. Live streams also, we've been doing a lot of live streams to really help that out, and that kind of helps with the intent visualization, listening to good music, and just visualizing like you winning no matter what type of harsh losses you've been taking in recent times. I always like to tell myself now, like, if I'm taking L's, then at least take care of yourself, because if you continuously be selfish while you're taking some L's, at least you could have like a better attitude and try to adjust the mindset as quick as you can. Because if everything gets kind of sloppy around you, like you're not really like kind of going for a walk or working out at the gym, or if you're not eating a little bit healthier or staying hydrated, or if you just start doing a lot of things that are just different from your schedule, like your sleep schedule starts messing up, those have like a really bad reciprocal output. And I'm glad that I didn't get to that notion to where I was kind of throwing away my health, because you get one body, you want to take care of it to the best you can. So I had made a promise to myself Friday. I was like, well, if I'm going to be getting my ass kicked, at least in this transition of life, like how can I continuously invest in myself, at least so I'm happy with myself and to make sure. And so it has been working tremendously. It had yielded massive actual results. You know what I mean? There's still a lot of fear in there and what I'm doing, because like the fear of uncertainty, especially when you're an entrepreneur or creator, or if you want to be like just something so drastically different than what the world tries to feed you, there's constant friction with people, because people could feel your vibe, like, man, this guy's like different, you know what I mean? They'll know, like, if you know what I'm talking about, when you start really chasing your dreams, if you're thinking about it, you're on the fence about it, once you start jumping in, you get like a different self-esteem, you get different like outlooks in life, you view the world differently, and everything that you see is just different now, because you are understanding that you're sacrificing, you're willing to just do different things that are not really in societal aspects. So we have been doing that. And then, like what I said, we took full accountability of mistakes we have been doing, or if we're getting too comfortable, we like tell ourselves like, hey, you're being too comfortable, you got to get back to the hustle. And so we have been doing that. And then, like what I said, we wrote down our goals all over again. We're doing different vision boards. We're doing different, I guess, a different attacks of how we can get to the goals, but not doing it the same way we've been doing it at least the last few months. So yeah, I feel that if you dream big, it is a big skill set, and that kind of just wraps up everything what I've been talking about right now. And if you're on the fence of doing something, just know that just keep dreaming, especially like if you're getting your ass kicked, especially if things are not going your way. And just keep going, keep saving, keep trying, and keep trying to be the best you can be. I think just knowing that if you could be happy with yourself and the output and the results you do have, obviously if they're not good, you don't want to be happy about the result, but at least you know you're trying. Like, the effort is something that could always be controlled. Controlling what you control, like taking care of like whatever, like your skin, your health, your mindset, vitamins, water, working out, walking, whatever it is that you have right now, like using that to the best beneficial component, I feel is what you can have moving forward, man. So just keep dreaming big and use that as a skill set in your arsenal, man. This is the Tim's the Podcast Snippets. So please hit us up at TIMSTUH. Peace.